Republic of China, in its quest to create the perfect citizen, has recently announced its social credit system. It is proposed that the people of China are to be allocated social points, which can be increased or decreased based on their behaviour. This program is to be enforced by a mass high-tech surveillance system, which includes facial recognition technology. Daniel Saluka asked Associate Professor Chongyi Feng from the University of Technology Sydney about how the system actually functions and what the implications could be for the people of China.
Actually, it's a quite comprehensive undertaking by the Chinese government. Originally, it focused on financial, economic, commercial part, but it also covers things that the Chinese security apparatus need to cover. So it's not only record those what we call the metadata of individuals. It also includes their political behavior, their history of legal or illegal activities whatsoever. The most powerful surveillance state.
In contrast to the Western society, there are concerns of this happening over here as well, especially in regards to big tech companies like Facebook, who also announce their own version of social credits.
It is an issue. It's an issue how to protect privacy in the information age. But here we do have a strong legislation that prevented security operators of the state to share those metadata collected by private company or all that. But in China, there's no such a legislation at all.
Although you say that unlike China, the West has a lot more, I suppose, regulation and legislation in place, but we have seen this being eroded in regards to fighting terrorism and posting fake news and things like that. Is it possible that China could be seen as, I suppose, the prototype of what's to come?
You are right to a certain extent, but we need to draw clear line to recognize the fundamental difference between a democracy and a totalitarian state. In Australia, for example, the police, the anti-terrorism unit, their manpower resources is quite limited. Even they want to, they will not be able to have that kind of surveillance or survey of those informations. Whereas in China, you have millions and millions of personnel working in that area. Chinese government is the wealthiest government in the whole world because they own all the land, all the bank, mining resources, everything is government run. And they also own and run those big state companies. They have direct resources drawn from there. For them, they do not have a modern concept of privacy in any sense. For any political purpose, there's no lie to protect privacy in legal terms. So that fundamental difference we need to be aware of. It cannot be glossed over operation in democracies and operation in totalitarian regime is the same. The fundamental difference between that, the political repression against dissident, against whoever fell out of favor by the state, are huge in China. I mean, the journalist, human rights activist. Whereas in democracy in Australia, if they target someone, they need to justify it, and then the number is extremely limited, not comparable to the pervasive surveillance in a country like China.
In the meantime, once the system is implemented, what would society look like?
Of course, that is for the general public. They can't do anything about it. As I said, the party state is so strong, with so much resources in their hands to handle any grievance or protest. They have to accept it in that sense, which great indignity, great anger. But that is the tension. The tension within the Chinese authority, within Chinese society, has been accumulated day by day. That is a quite increasingly dangerous situation.
Associate Professor Chong Yang Feng from the University of Sydney Technology, Sydney, at the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences, speaking there with Daniel Sorluka.